Welcome back. Another nice slice of music from Jake, also known as June Jacobs. I tried to get out of you some profound story about why they're calling you June, and you said it's just always been that way.
From birth. And it may be the fact that I'm a junior, and I was born in June. So
that's
two strikes against me right there. But
well, I don't know about against you, but it does help explain the June Jacobs, because I got the description of who I was going to be interviewing. I thought, this sounds very familiar, but I don't remember her being June. So,
oh, yes.
Now, you were mentioning before we took the break that Hope's Journey is the anchor piece for this performance by Orchestra Sublime, which will take place next Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Chamisal National Memorial Theater, and that this is one of these pieces that has just such a massive, comprehensive scope to it as far as what it expresses, the desire for mankind to be all we can be. And,
yes.
And I really think music is the only medium or discipline that can capture things that huge and be unmistakable in their meaning.
I agree. It came from within me very deep, and I'm very passionate. And, you know, when I see what's going on in the world, you know, good and bad, but I'm really touched emotionally by strife, and I see people struggling and beat down. And for some reason, I spew this stuff out, and I'll wake up at 3 a.m. I'll walk right in and sit at my piano, and next thing you know, I've written part of a piece. I go back to bed. I let it simmer.
Mm-hmm.
I come back, and then once I throw the first punch, all the other ideas, counter melodies, all these harmonies, rhythms, everything just compiles.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always speaking to the essence of what I originally wanted it to be. You know.
And so who were our wonderful citizens who stepped up and knew that we had this creative genius hiding out and not wanting to interact with the rest of the world?
They're going to kill me for telling.
Come on. Tell them I told you to.
The number one perpetrator is Rick Cisneros.
Okay.
Better known as Serpico.
All
which,
right.
Because he looked just like Serpico back in the 70s when we were going to college. And Wayne Thornton is the one who nicknamed him Serpico.
Okay, all right.
And the other culprit is Stanley Milton, basketball star, ex-All-American, played for UTEP right after Tiny Archibald was here.
Yeah, these are people who have their public lives. They figure,
yes,
why shouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right, so they threw you out into the wolves here so that we could enjoy what
you've
done.
They certainly did. They said, stand on the X, and then they pulled the lever, and here I am. These
Surprise!
Guys, they work against me while I'm sleeping, you know.
That'll teach you. Well, okay, so you have a couple of dancers drop by who are so blown away by this piece, Hope's Journey, that they say, you've got to do this.
Yes.
So then how did it become a complete program? Tell me about your musicians. Who will we be enjoying next Saturday?
The ensemble is a 12-piece. I make number 13.
Wow, that's a big group.
Yes. Everybody is multi-talented. Everybody brings different ethnic backgrounds musically to the project.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, Leslie Yapor, our lead vocalist, she's Lebanese, raised in Chihuahua, speaks Arabic and sings great in Arabic and
these
Spanish.
These are classic El Paso stories where, you know, we're bridging all kinds of borders all the time.
There you go.
Absolutely.
And there are no rules. So I welcome all of it.
Well, I think you've got a very clear rule in the theme of the program.
Yeah. And they trust me, and they've all embraced the music.
Yeah.
But it was like word of mouth. It was a chain reaction because our drummer, Eric Bozeman, is a phenomenal drummer, along with Ricky Malachi, who is one of my closest friends. They were the first two that I brought in because I'm very percussion-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to have strong percussionists.
Yes.
And that's what I built the whole thing from.
Mm-hmm.
So Ricky and Eric were the first two. And then Eric started recommending individuals to me locally. And chain reaction. The pianist, Alan Rodriguez, he tells Leslie what I'm doing. She's interested. I meet her. She's all over it. And Nancy Green has heard what I've been up to for years.
Mm-hmm.
And she's one of my strongest advocates also.
Oh, it's the way crystals form.
Yes.
You know, just this kind of organic attraction.
Right,
that
right.
starts bringing the likes together.
Yes.
And the vibration is just right.
Yes.
And that sounds like the way this came to be. Let's see, you got Mike Hamilton in the mix.
Beautiful saxophonist.
Yes.
Marco Polo, local trumpet player, great trumpet player. He lived in L.A. for years.
Yeah.
Moved back here, I guess, several years ago. Had been basically incognito.
Yeah, nice try. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And
see?
Then Eric.
Hang out with Jake Jacobs, see what happens
yeah.
to you.
Well, Eric, the drummer, once again, sent him by my house.
Excellent.
And said, go see what this guy's doing. And next thing you know, he's on board. So
wonderful. And you have a special guest coming in, Andre Haywood?
Yes, Haywood.
Oh, pardon me, Haywood.
Yes, he is one of the premier trombonists in the world.
Wow.
And winner of the Thelonious Monk Award.
Oh, yes.
Jazz Times.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal musician. And I've known Andre since he was a young man when I was in Houston. And he would walk in off the streets in jam sessions. And most guys come in, they're toting a guitar or bass, and this guy would come in with his trombone and open the case and get up on the bandstand and blow with guys doing the blues. It didn't matter what
yes,
style.
Yes, yes.
He just wanted to play. And as good as he is, he still was that gracious to come, and he'll play with anybody of any skill set. So
nice.
I always knew one day, if I ever have the opportunity, I would love for him to play with me. And when I called him to tell him about this project, no hesitation whatsoever. He said, I'm in.
We have another little bit of icing on the cake is that our very own Dennis Wu is going to be emceeing the event. So it's just going to be the slickest, best place to be in town. What a wonderful thing you've brought together. My guest today, bassist and composer Jake, also known as June Jacobs, and he'll be performing along with Orchestra Sublime. The evening is themed Hope's Journey, which is the kind of title cut for the event, next Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at Chamisal National Memorial Theater. You can get tickets in advance at All That Music, 6800 Gateway East, or go to brownpapertickets.com.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jake.
I appreciate you having me here. It was
my
a pleasure.
Pleasure.